big, bright, and wild. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Art frequently challenges your perceptions on many levels, and Daniel Richter's new show, Wild Thing, is no exception. The Berlin-based artist's latest work is actually a departure from his previous psychedelic abstract efforts. And KCRW's art critic, Hunter Drohoyoska-Phillips, says his paintings are big, and they are bold, and they're the result of Richter employing a few new techniques. And she's here with this week's Art Talk. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
How would you describe Richter's paintings? I got to tell you, I was blushing looking at some of his work.
Blushing, Steve. What would it take to make
you blush? I'm a bit of a prude when it comes
blushing.
To stuff like that.
Yes,
yeah.
Well, they are clearly a little on the pornographic side, or certainly sexual and erotic in that way. Not overtly, I wouldn't say, but you'd have to spend a little bit of time looking at them, but you'll get the point, so to speak. But what's also true is they are a bit off-putting. There's so much going on that it's hard to really wrap one's mind around the conjunction of the abstract imagery and the figurative imagery and the colors. He's really stepped out on a ledge here.
Richter followed in the footsteps, Hunter, of several post-war German artists, I guess, who stepped out of their comfort zones. How would you describe his style of painting, do you think?
These are artists who sort of rejected the idea that you will hone an individual style over the years, like, say, Matisse or Rothko. These are artists who will change their style and who draw from the history of painting. They draw from German Romanticism. They draw from psychedelic album cover art. And in particular, Richter worked with an artist named Albert Uhlin, and he was influenced by this idea that the paintings could really have a vocabulary, that it's all just systems of representation. So they're intellectual paintings. And he's also, like these other painters, trying to keep painting current. I mean, for a long time, people talked about painting being dead. And not only is Richter trying to make it alive for us, he's trying to make it alive for himself as an intellectual argument.
It's certainly alive on the canvas when we look at it.
That's right.
I know in this latest round, Richter made a few creative technical decisions. What did he do differently, do you think, than what he's done in the past?
Well, he started using a palette knife. He like a lot of painters, they get used to using a brush in a certain way. They know what a soft touch will do or a hard touch. And in this case, he used an entirely different tool, this palette knife, to sort of put layers of solid paint across specific forms on the canvas. There are three abstract paintings in the show, but even those have sort of erotic import. They almost look like aerial maps of countries, having sex with one another somehow. And they're laid on with this palette knife. And then in addition, he'll draw on them with crayon or with chalk. And the backgrounds will just be these layers of bands of color. And he challenged himself at every step, and you can see that in the work. And so it works on so many levels of this show, but you really have to see it to believe it.
Certainly a new type of diplomacy there there are a lot of colors, as you mentioned, Hunter, a lot of paint, it would seem. You also mentioned the texture that he used with a palette knife. How do you think Richter pushes the boundaries here?
Well, not only are the images sexual, but just the combination of what you're not supposed to see together, I guess. I think most of us are used to seeing an abstract painting or a landscape painting or a figurative painting. And if you put all of that onto one canvas, your mind and your eye have to adjust. And it took me a while to actually stand there and absorb what he was doing, but that is what they are. They are challenging paintings, and we are happy to see them.
Wild Thing is on view through August 20th over at Regan Projects here in Los Angeles. Hunter Drohoyoska-Phillips with this week's Art Talk. How are you?
Thank you, Steve.